All righty, 9:44, quarter till 10. Some good news last night from your New Orleans Pelicans, and we're joined now by Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How surprised were you, Christian?
Oh, a little bit, but I could kind of tell in the lead-up to that game that they were going to put a pretty good effort on the floor. I mean, Lonzo Ball is about as even-keeled as they come, and I could tell that he was pretty angry and motivated the day before. So I think I had a pretty good idea of what was coming.
In terms of, I forget this word, ramping up. Zion, is he ramped up now in terms of the protocols that they use?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've used, his first four games of his pro career sort of precedence for this. And if you go back to the fourth game, that was the one he crossed the 30-minute threshold. Last night, he was at 25 minutes, played 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. And I thought he looked, better as the longer the game went on. I thought that was really encouraging. I still think they're not going to completely yank the training wheels off. I think, anybody who watched that game could tell you that he's still not in the shape he needs to be in. But I mean, that was a huge step to go from, 14, 15 minutes to 25 and playing 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. So I think, in two games, I wouldn't be surprised to see him at around the 30-minute mark.
Does he appear to be dragging that leg? I know that phrase has been used, and I watched a little bit of it, and I got bad knees. Maybe I'm seeing everybody with bad knees now, but it seemed like he's dragging that leg. What are your thoughts on that?
It's an interesting question. I just think he just has a really weird style of running. So naturally there are going to be all sorts of, people trying to nitpick it, including me. I'm not saying that's a bad thing or anything like that. I saw a tweet last night that said Zion walks around like he's dragging his mattress behind him. And I think I laughed out loud. That was pretty true.
That's
just has
great.
A weird way of walking, There's no other way to say it.
All right, so the fact that he did dominate late in the game last night, do you think that he shows the coaches he's capable of more minutes, and how many is he likely to see against who we got coming up next, the Grizzlies?
They got two days off, and I believe it's
the Kings,
that's
right, 2 days off. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Grizzlies were last night. Tim, help me out here. I'm confused. I'm having a senior moment. Kings next. Okay. It's been a long day, Christian, and I'm sitting here in pain, but that's all right. Don't worry about me. When it comes to his performance late in the game, does that show the coaches that it's like, look, I got more in me, use it?
I mean, yeah, I think, absolutely. I mean, I think that was a pretty significant hurdle to clear. So, I would expect those bursts or whatever you want to call them to get longer. That fourth quarter was the first time we've seen him play two separate stints. And you could just tell there was joy in Williamson's voice and the way he was approaching it after the game. He said in that on-court interview, "I feel alive again." So you probably don't need me to tell you that. That's a good sign. If your star player is saying that.
So 2.5 games back of the 8th seed, game and a half back of the 9th seed. How likely is it that they get one of those two seeds to make the play-in tournament?
So I think they've probably, at minimum got to go 4-1 here over these remaining five. It's tricky, I've said all along, because of the way the NBA has decided to determine the tiebreaker between Portland and New Orleans. New Orleans is 1.5 games back of Portland. It looks like half a game in the standings, but they're 1.5 games back because basically Portland has played more games. So I think that's the biggest hurdle is, passing a Portland team that has Jusuf Nurkić and Zach Collins back. I mean, last year they're a team that made the Western Conference Finals. So I still think it's going to be really tough, but, all that said, they're still in a pretty decent spot to do that, considering, how these first three games have gone. They've kind of done the bare minimum through these first three games, and they're still relatively well-positioned.
Zion wasn't the only difference last night, though.
No.
Do you think?
I thought Josh Hart was awesome.
Brandon Ingram?
Yeah,
Christian?
He made a ton of just tough contested shots in that game. I spent this morning kind of looking over the film of just what Ingram was as a three-point shooter in L.A. And what he's done in New Orleans. Mark Jones made this point of, he's really tried to get his feet more square to the basket. I saw that. That was, maybe the most improved player this year coming through for you for sure.
So if you're going to make a list of top three things, or maybe the top thing they need to work on after last night's game, what you saw, what would you say?
Making a free throw would probably be a good start. They're still very good at that.
It's the damnedest thing, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you, you got to love the free throws in basketball. So give me your prediction. What happens?
Oof. I think they go 4-1 over these remaining five, but Portland still gets the 9 seed by virtue of the tiebreaker by winning percentage.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again. Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, a New Orleans advocate. We're going to take a break. Come back, find out what Newell Norman's got for you coming up here today on WWL.